Welcome to VOA Smart Jazz for Smart FM, the spirit of Indonesia.
Halo semua listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali. Tentunya kami harapkan karir, keluarga, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
Chick, would you call yourself a traditionalist or a modernist?
I think in art, in jazz, everything is okay.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Small listener, musisi jazz yang akan tampil berikut adalah gitaris dari Inggris, Chris Tendring. Tahun 2010, Chris Tendring merilis album berjudul Blue Bolero yang sukses di pasaran dan berhasil menduduki posisi pertama tangga lagu jazz internasional. Setelah sukses dengan album Blue Bolero, Chris menjadi lebih semangat untuk merilis album berikutnya. Dan bulan Maret tahun 2012, ia merilis album berjudul Electric Wonderland yang berisikan berbagai lagu-lagu jazz yang dinamis. Chris juga bereksperimen dengan berbagai jenis gitar, salah satunya jenis gitar Fender Strat yang memproduksi kualitas suara gitar listrik. Listener, itulah tadi penampilan gitaris Chris Tendring dengan lagunya berjudul Almost September. Jika Anda dengarkan di awal lagu, terdengar suara ukulele, tapi sebenarnya Chris memainkan jenis gitar gitalele dengan 6 senar. Dalam lagu tersebut, Chris juga berkolaborasi dengan peniup trompet Rick Brown. Smart listener, kita beralih ke musisi jazz yang semakin produktif walaupun usianya sudah tidak terbilang muda lagi. Siapa lagi kalau bukan Chick Corea yang tanggal 12 Juni lalu baru berulang tahun ke-71. Russ Davis baru-baru ini berbincang-bincang dengan Chick Corea dan menanyakan lebih detail tentang filosofinya dalam seni musik.
Chick, would you call yourself a traditionalist or a modernist?
I think in art, in jazz, everything is okay. You got to start with that premise. It's just everything is okay. If a person wants to devote his life and become a musicologist and delve into a tradition or a particular composer's work or maybe a particular period or a particular technique or a particular instrument or specialize in something, fine. You know, okay, great. I'm sure he'll come with some tasty, wonderful stuff because that's his interest and that's his passion. If another wants to combine elements that he feels have never been combined before into an art form, and that's his passion, then beautiful things will come from that. And I think the first rule of art has to be recognized, because whether people agree with it or not, it just is. It's one of those things that just is, which is that all art is based on subjective tastes. And you cannot get someone to like something by doing any particular thing. I mean, you might encourage someone to like something by showing it to him in a very peaceful way. You know, say, hey, look at this, or what about this? Or you might explain it to him a little bit of education doesn't hurt. But essentially, that person has to choose his interest and taste, because it's the power of a choice that creates one's tastes. And you can't bang it over someone's head. You can't force it down someone's throat. And if someone likes a group's playing or some kind of music that totally is repulsive to you, hey, that's that guy's taste. So I think that's rule number one. That kind of covers whether an approach is valid or not, right? Everything is valid in art. The only thing that's not valid is in a humanitarian way. You know, we don't want to hurt each other or harm each other in some kind of way. You can't call art something that's harmful to someone, you know. Mm. But if it's just demonstrating and showing and entertaining and whatever, everything is okay.
Smart Listener, satu lagi penampilan dari gitaris jazz peraih 2 Grammy Award, Paul Brown, yang membawakan lagu The Funky Joint. Album yang juga berjudul The Funky Joint ini juga menampilkan berbagai musisi jazz ternama lainnya, antara lain Bonnie James, Bob James, UG Groove, Mark Antoine, Bob Baldwin, dan Darren Run, serta Marco Basti. Dan baiklah Smart Listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik lainnya mengenai penampilan musisi jazz. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz. The Voice of America.